Hi, this is Teresa Graham, and you're now listening to The Risa Show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Santiago, and I'm checking in with you this morning. We are now tuning in to The Risa Show.
Put your hands together.
Put your hands in the air.
Come on and give God some praise.
Put your hands in the air.
Praise in me. Come on and praise. that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Open your mind and begin to bless God on today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you the praise. Lord, we give you the praise.
Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continuously be in my mouth. Good morning to everyone from around the world who have been supporting this podcast. Serve It Up Now, where we serve the information, guys, you can use. So happy to be here today. I am your host this morning, Teresa, on this beautiful Tuesday morning, guys. It is already June the 15th. Can y'all believe that, guys? We are almost out of this month. I tell you, the days and the months just pass by, guys, so quickly. I'm like, wow. We are definitely at the end of June, almost that is. Well, today the forecast for Fort Worth, Texas is 96 degrees already, guys, and it is sunny, okay? We don't see any rain in the forecast today, but I thank the Most High God that I'm able to wake up this morning with a praise flowing from my lips and just thanking God for today, amen, thanking God for the sun, even though that sun is hot. I mean, when I'm talking about hot, I'm talking about show enough hot. But I thank the Most High God for that. Amen. And also, beloved, I am getting ready to start a new YouTube channel. And this new YouTube channel will only be, it will only be videos of me preaching, teaching, and maybe doing some music or whatever. And it will consist of a lot of books that I've written as well. So I'm definitely going to start preaching and doing some Bible study around 2022. That's January 2022. And I've already set up my YouTube channel, and it's Dr. Teresa Graham. And so once I get all the information, everything together, guys, I will share it on this podcast, and I will share the link so you can go there and actually see the Most High God releasing me to deliver a word, okay, from the Holy Word, okay? And so I just want to put that out there. And also, if you have not received my new book called Breaking Ungodly Soul Ties, guys, you can go to Amazon.com or you can go to serveitupnow.com and receive your copy today. And also, buy two or three copies. Support the ministry that the Most High God has given me, and support this book, because I'm telling my truth and I'm being transparent in the book. So you will see how I was knotted up, tied up, flipped out, everything. My mind was gone. I had wounds in my soul, honey. And I learned how to soak my soul before the Most High God. So this is a book you don't want to not get, because I believe it will bless you and it will get you to thinking whether or not you have soul ties, okay? And whether or not you have wounds in your soul. A lot of times we be trapped in our past and we can't even go forth in our future. You see what I'm saying? And we try to drag all that luggage from the past into our present future, our now, and then we find ourselves a hot mess. You know what I'm saying? We're no good to nobody else. Who want to be good to us? Come on, somebody. And so that's why a healing needs to take place before you can move on in any relationship or in anything. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, beloved, if you don't do nothing else, just try to get before the Most High God and ask the Most High God to allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what needs to take place in your life. And also, if you would like to be a guest on the show, you can go to Serve It Up Now and leave a brief comment in the contact section of the website, and I will definitely get back with you, and we can maybe schedule a time and date you can come on the show and share what it is the Most High God has placed in your spirit to share with us, okay? And also, guys, if you would like to call in, some mornings, and just listen to the show via your cell phone. You can do so by dialing area code 563-999-3467. You will be able to come on and listen not only via your internet, but you can listen through your cell phone. That's right. So, guys, I just want to thank you all for just, you know, being a blessing to this podcast and listening to this podcast. And I tell you, just supporting this podcast, it means a lot to me. Amen. And so today, guys, I want to talk about what you are wanting God to do in your life. You see what I'm saying? Because God, he know the plans that he have for you. Amen. And so I want you to know that the Most High God wants you blessed, okay? And God didn't just create us for nothing, but he created us for his purpose. And sometimes, beloved, we have to try to figure out what it is that the Most High God has created us to do. Because we know that life, as we know it, has no limitations, okay? And so, in other words, our life is like a big picture, a picture that the world can see and become a part of, okay? And so I want to know, what is your life showing the world today? Are you living your best life? Are you living life to the fullest? Or are you cheating yourself of whom God created you to be? A lot of times, beloved, we have a lot of imitators. We have a lot of dream killers. We have a lot of dream snatchers. And so a lot of people become weary. They become afraid to share their visions and dreams with people because, beloved, you have a lot of people who will smile with you but at the same time betray you. You have a lot of people who will hug you and act as though they're happy to see you, but yet they're giving you that daily kiss, that Judas kiss. And so, beloved, it's time for you to stand up and be all that the Most High God has created you to be. Amen. It's time for you to see that when God created you, he uniquely handcrafted you, hand-molded you into who you are today. And so we don't have to try to live out someone else's dream when God has already given us a dream. Amen. We should never be afraid of who we are and whom God created us to be. We should be everything that the Most High God has called us to be, and we should always live life to the fullest. Amen. 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 And so when you live life to the fullest, you are determined to be happy. See, because you have the power within you, okay, to be sad or to be glad, okay? The Bible says, so a man thinketh, so is he. So if you sit up all day long and you begin to beat yourself up with your past, the only thing you're going to see is your past standing in the way of you living your foolish life unto the Most High God. God doesn't want us to be religious, beloved. You know, a lot of people, they're so religious, they're so spiritual that they're no earthly good. And so, therefore, they can't function on the earth. They can't be whom God created them to be because they're so busy trying to live up to someone else's thoughts and dreams and how someone else wants to control their every step. God didn't make us where we have dominion over mankind, but he gave mankind dominion over the earth. Does that make sense? And so we have to be very mindful when we try to live up to someone else's standard, their dreams, or what they think, or how they feel we should live, because that's not the plans of God for our life, beloved. God is calling every one of us to live a fruitful life. Amen? Because if the Most High God didn't want us to live a fruitful life, I don't think he would have given us life. Amen? That's my thoughts. Amen. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, We try to, you know, if a Sister Susie May doesn't like the way you sing and they leave their comment and say that, then now you're trying to please Miss Susie May. No, you be who you were created to be, because everybody's not going to like oranges. Everybody's not going to like apples. Everybody, believe it or not, and those are some delicious fruits. Everybody's not going to like bananas. Everybody can't eat everything. And so they're going to vomit what they don't like. And the same thing with you. You have to identify the true you. You have to identify who you are in the Most High God and allow God to be God in your life and stop trying to live up to other people's dreams and what they think you should be. That's why I always say you never tell a child what they're going to be when they're growing up in your household, because you don't know what God has for them. We can dream all day long what we want our children to be, but it's up to them and it's up to God for them to live out their purpose, why they were created in this earth from the very beginning. I tell you, growing up as a little girl, my mom never thought I was going to be a preacher. Mm-mm, no, I was too bad. Amen. She saw the love that I had, have for God. Amen. But far as preaching the gospel, that's the last thing she thought I would ever do. Come on, somebody. And how I know that? I asked my mom, you know, Mom, did you ever thought I was going to be a preacher? She said, no. And that just lets you see that God had other plans for me. Amen. And he wasn't going to allow anyone to mess that up. Amen. And so that is too funny. I mean, I'm telling y'all the truth. So I learned how to be me, okay? And I don't care whether I speak to millions of people, 1,000 of people, 100 of people, or maybe one person. If it can help somebody, I'm happy. I've done what the Most High God wants me to have. See, a lot of people are moved by crowds, the crowds of people. They want the pat me on the back stuff. You know what I mean? They want to feel like they done arrived and they got it going on and they preach the house down. Amen. But then now you have transformed yourself into being a God, because now you want them to worship you and celebrate you and praise you and make you feel like you're doing it. Amen. But my thing is, whose life have you impacted? Whose life have you touched through the word of God as a vessel of the living God? Jesus Christ, Yeshua said, I will teach you how to be fishers of men. We should never get wrapped up and tied up in our gifts and talents, because guess what? When we leave this earthly body, everything that we have done on this side of the earth will still be here. We can't take anything with us. I don't care what you try to do, how you try to shake it up, fix it up, knot it up, whatever. Everything that you do on this side of the earth will still be here, beloved. So let's not get it twisted. It will be here. And so never hold on to things. The Bible says, what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Amen. Never hold on to things. Have you ever seen a U-Haul truck at the cemetery taking all of people's possessions when they die? The U-Haul truck would never be there, beloved. Amen. The only thing going to be there is a hearse and your body. And you're not even taking that body out of this world. Oh, God, I felt that right there. You're not taking that body out of this world, because guess what? The body goes back to the ground. If you sit up and look at your hands and your arms, everything that you see is dust, which is flesh. and it all will go back to the ground. Your spirit will leave that body. Amen? And so, beloved, we have to live our life to the fullest and stop allowing religion to dictate your tomorrow. The Bible is a roadmap for each and every one of us to live our life by. Amen? Amen. God didn't make us robots. Amen? He don't even control us. Come on, somebody. God don't control us. It's man that tries to control you and tell you what you can and you cannot do. Amen? Instead of them serving the word of God, just like it's written, and allow the Holy Ghost to convict us of our sins. Now we're doing what thus saith the Lord. Come on, somebody. But they can't see God from seeing their flaws or their sins because you're constantly pointing out the people's sins. That's not what God called us to do. He called us to serve the word. And whatever is in the word, you're speaking for God. You're not speaking for you because this is what you think should happen. Let the Holy Ghost do his job. That's like you have a CEO of a company. And someone who's working on a garbage can truck, okay, and I take nothing from that. I'm not trying to pick fun at it. I'm just trying to make an example here. You have a CEO that's built his company from the ground, multi-billionaire, trillionaire, and he decide he's going to go get somebody who's not seasoned, who don't even know anything about business, don't have a GED. The only thing this person knows is to get on the back of this trash truck and sling trash. And so he go get this young man, clean him up, put him behind the desk to run his trillion, billion, whatever company, and the man don't know the first thing about running a company. What do you think going to happen to that company? That company is going to end up on the trash pile. It's going to be through, done, closed. He's going to lose all his money in his dealings. Amen? So that's the same thing with the word of God. Anybody can preach and teach the word. Anybody can do that. But are you anointed to do that? Are you anointed and appointed by God? A lot of stuff we call church today is only Satan's synagogue. That's what it is. It looks like, the Bible says Satan transformed himself into an angel light to appear and look like and sound like. Amen? If you take salt and sugar and you pour them out on the table, or you have someone to pour them out on the table which you blindfolded while they're pouring the sugar and salt on the table. When they take that blindfold off, they ask you, which one is sugar and which one is salt? It's a little hard to really tell unless you do a taste test. Mm-hmm. If you take baby powder and flour and you put it on the table without seeing it, you blindfold, which one is the flour? It's a little hard to tell. And the same thing, beloved, you have to understand. You have a lot of people who have went out to scatter the sheep. They're out making a mockery of God. They're out pretending to be called and anointed and appointed by God. You have a lot of people don't even have your soul. You see what I'm saying? They don't even think about your soul. They don't think about whether you have a relationship with God. They don't think about your problems. You need healing in your body. They don't think about anything but getting their pockets fat. And they want to live like the next rich pastor. They want the private jets. They want the big old huge mansions. You know, they want the money, the Rolex watches, the different watches that they're wearing, name brand clothes. They want everything to be grand so they can look and arrive and that God is really with them. Do you not know you can be a swelling church, a swollen church, and not anointed church? Amen? You can look like you got the goods, but baby, you don't have the anointing. Satan can give you fake stuff. Yeah, he can give you stuff to help you look like you got it going on. That's what he does, beloved. He's a lying wonder. Amen? That's what he is. He's a lying wonder. And so he'll have you thinking you got it going on, baby, and then he'll leave you out there and you look like you done lost your last mind. Come on, somebody. So that's why I say, how are you living your life? Will your life speak for you when you're long gone? What will people say when they look at you, the life you lived? Can they say you live your life to the fullest, that you went out, you enjoy God's green earth, because that's why God created the earth for us, to enjoy the earth. Amen? That's what he created it for us to enjoy the earth. Amen? Are you being 100% of who you were created to be? If you was to do inventory today, would you say you are living your best life? Or would you say, oh, well, I'm just waking up every morning, working 9 to 5, I got to work, and when I'm off Saturday, Sunday, you know, I don't have time to do this and that, you just rest up and go right back to work? Or are you taking your family on trips and loving on your family, enjoying your family? What are you doing with your family? Are you having fun with your family? Because one day you're not going to be here. Amen? You're not going to be here to say, I love you, or I wish we could have went. No, do it now. Let's not make excuses why we can't live our life to the fullest, why we can't do things that we want to do. We know how to get up and go punch that clock. We can do that, huh? But what about loving us for a change? Loving you for a change. Looking in the mirror and falling in love with you. That's what it's about, beloved. It's falling in love with you. Amen? And that's what you want to do. You want to fall in love with you. You know? Take yourself out and sit in a quiet restaurant and eat. Take yourself shopping. Buy yourself gifts. Wrap them up and just say, Teresa, I give you a gift. Say it to yourself. Teresa, I give you this gift. Give yourself a gift. Never depend on another human being to make you happy. It's good if you got someone in your life that's making you happy, making you feel special like a king or a queen. But if you don't have anyone, you do that for yourself. You love on you and get to know you. You'd be surprised how many preachers don't even know themselves. They don't even know themselves. They done lost touch of who they really are. If you sit down in a quiet place and you begin to meditate on the goodness of God and meditate on whom God created you to be, you will find out a lot of things about yourself that you didn't even know was in you. You'd be surprised how many people that's living under the bridge, really, there are multi-billionaires in their, you know what I'm saying, within themselves, but they lost touch somewhere. And you have a lot of lawyers and a lot of doctors and a lot of preachers, all kind of people are living under the bridge. Well-educated people that have give up on life because somewhere in their lifetime someone has damaged their soul and caused wounds in their soul. And so now they are, this is the only fix that they know is to give up on life and wait to die. Sad to say it, but a lot of people are waiting to die. They done gave up on life. They're not happy. They're not doing what the Most High God created them for. They tried to be someone else. That didn't work. They tried to be what someone told them they should be. That didn't work. They have low self-esteem. They're always playing the victim and not the victor. You know, never seeing themselves as a beautiful person, uniquely, fearfully, wonderfully made by the Most High God. They don't see themselves as that. But they see themselves as a victim. And sometime, beloved, you can be your own worst nightmare because you allow yourself to talk you out of your future, talk you out of your now. The Bible says, so a man thinketh, so is he. If you start thinking, keep thinking, rehearsing it over and over in the attic of your mind, you will become what you think and what you say. And that's why, beloved, you have to guard your mouth because the enemy is ever before you. And he wants to snatch every negative word. So you give him something to operate with because he loves negativity. Oh, yeah, he loves lies and hate and confusion and doubt and unbelief and lies. This is what he feeds off of, okay? But God feeds off of your faith in him. Faith without works is dead. You have to get up. If you have to get up every morning and begin to sow positive seeds over your life on a daily basis, beloved, then that's the only way that you can be prosperous in this lifetime. Amen. And I'm not just talking about material things because that does not last. Amen. That's going to pass. I'm talking about unspeakable joy, unspeakable peace. When your mind is stayed on the Most High God, honey, he gives you that unspeakable peace. Baby, I tell you, I love thinking about God and what he has done for me and what he's yet to do for me. That's what I think about. Amen? Amen. I enjoy life. And I want to enjoy life. I don't like confusion. I don't like he say, she say. I don't like that gossiping spirit. You got to cut all them people off from you if you're trying to grow and go where God wants you to be. You can't be connected with everybody because they will kill your dream and your purpose because you become what you surround yourself with. Believe it or not. Uh-huh. You become what you surround yourself with, the company you keep, it will overtake the good in you. Huh? Just hang around a lot of people for a while, gangbangers, and you around there hearing them cussing day after day, smoking and carrying on. You're going to become, find yourself doing little by little, and they're sitting right there egging you on, and then they'll say, see, I knew you wasn't for real. I knew you wasn't no preacher. You were pretending. See? You done kill your witness. How you going to go out there and witness with the folk if you acting like the folk? So that's why it's very important, beloved, that we be careful in all that we do. Careful in all that we do, guys. And stop trying to kill your own future. Well, stop killing your own future, not trying, because a lot of people are killing their own future, and they don't even realize it. And so, beloved, you have to make sure without a doubt, amen, that you have that relationship with God, and he will bring you out of every situation that you're in. But you have to wake up, beloved. Wake up. Stop allowing folk to come in your life and control your life. Amen? Look to the Most High God. Expect God to do the impossible in your life. You can't keep going around every day, day after day, every day, day, second, minute, hour. You can't keep doing it because you're going to ship constantly. Look at other people and try to imitate them. You have to be unique. God didn't make you a twin. If you got a twin, you most likely you're not the same. Amen? You may be a twin and look alike, but you don't think alike. Amen? Amen. So I just want to stop in and love on you a little bit today. I tell you, I'm getting ready to get busy today. I have a lot of things, like I said, I'm getting ready to set up me a studio in my home, and I'm going to be preaching from the video and doing Bible study on YouTube, on my new YouTube channel, Dr. Teresa Graham. Fresh Wind and Fire is the name of the channel, but it's under Dr. Teresa Graham. And so I'm just excited about that. I'm just going to be in a lot of prayer and fasting and seeking God for what he really wants me to do on this channel. It will be all new stuff for 2022. Definitely I will be coming on and hopefully doing some videos encouraging you and just getting ready for the release for me to do some preaching. Okay, so guys, with that said, I got to go. I hope that you join me in the morning, 6 a.m. We're going to have another chit-chat. I love to chit-chat with you guys and come and just love on you. So if you have not started following this podcast, please go ahead and do that. And also share it with your family and your friends, please, because it will be a blessing for them to be a part of this podcast. Again, like I said, if you would like to be on the show, please feel free to contact me. And then we can talk about a date and time that we can get you on the show. But be advised, I do not have profanity on the show. I don't like profanity. I've never been a cusser, and I'm not a part of that. So please be advised. You must come on. You know, you can share your business. Whatever you got going on in your life, you are welcome to come on this platform, okay? This is not a religious platform, okay, where we just constantly pick on people, judge people, and do all kind of stuff. No, this is not a hate platform, but this is a platform where I believe that it will, a platform of exaltation, you know, just really, just want you to know, you know, that the Most High God loves you. And I want to share the Word of God with you as well as share some wisdom, you know, wisdom of the Most High God, what he taught me throughout my years of teaching. And I've been preaching since 1995. And so, I tell you, I don't care. Like I said, I'm not one of those well-known preachers. I'm not out there all about and got to be on everybody fly and stuff like that. No, if the Most High God does that, that's fine. But if not, I'm good. I'm good. I don't have to be seen by man. Like I said, if it's just one person that the Most High God wants me to talk to, that's who I will talk to, you know. So I'm good. So with that said, guys, you stay safe. Hug someone and tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, guys, you go in peace now. Bye-bye.
Jesus Christ is coming back again. The dead in Christ shall rise. Can you hear the trumpet playing? Can you see the horses running?